If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.
You're a dreamer. You see the possibilities of chocolate and caramel flavor swirling together with cold brew topped with a velvety chocolate cold foam and cocoa caramel crumbles. And that imagination can only be rewarded with Dunkin's new caramel chocolate cold brew. Participation may vary. Limited time offer. Terms apply.
Star Wars 7x7 episode 3462. Yeah. That's a lot of numbers to think about. We are doing our year-end recap, what happened in 2023 in terms of various elements of Star Wars storytelling. Today, we're going to be talking about live-action series. Punch it! Hey Rebel Rouser, I'm Alan Voivod and this is Star Wars 7x7, your daily dose of Star Wars joy. And thank you so much for joining me for it. So we're talking about Star Wars live action series, what happened, recapping this 2023 year, and we're more or less in the same place now as where we started the year. Yes, of course, we actually got to see Mando Season 3 and Ahsoka Season 1. So yeah, obviously that's different. But when we started the year, this is what we knew was ahead of us. A Season 3 of the Mandalorian, the first season of the Ahsoka series, assuming there will be multiple seasons, but you know, we'll get to that in a moment. And then knowing that season 2 of Andor was filming, knowing that there would be a season 4 of The Mandalorian, knowing that Skeleton Crew was either done filming or going into post-production, and knowing that The Acolyte was filming. So that's pretty much where we end up at the end of 2023 as well, with one exception. Lando, which is supposed to be a series, is now going to be a movie. So, you know, basically, we still know everything that we knew at the beginning of the year about series. It's just things have been delayed because of the writer's strike and then subsequently the actor's strike. Now the timetables have been adjusted. And then there is also the fact that many times over the course of the year, Bob Iger, the CEO of Disney, has talked about how they essentially spent too much producing content on Disney Plus, so they want to rein in costs, and they also made too much in terms of content, and so they want to produce less content going forward. And certainly not the critical darling knockout that Andor season one was either, but I mean, that's going to be tough to live up to anyway. Now, when we got to Star Wars Celebration Europe, we found out that Skeleton Crew was in post-production, which made us all think there was a possibility it could come out in 2023, but they didn't actually give us a date. Whereas for The Acolyte, when they showed footage at Celebration Europe, they said it would be coming in 2024. So they actually gave us a year. So it was really kind of weird that they didn't tell us anything about Skeleton Crew in that regard. And then, of course, the writer's strike hit, and then, of course, the actor's strike hit, and Mandalorian was supposed to go into principal photography and was delayed. So now here we are at the end of the year, and they should be filming season 4 by now, even though we haven't really had any formal announcement anywhere that I've seen. If you've seen it, then share it with me. I'd love to hear it. Andor season 2 has also resumed filming. And the issue with that is that they were on track potentially for an August of 2024 release, but they're not going to be able to hit that now based on how long they were shut down. Mandalorian probably could have hit 2024, but it's going to be kind of iffy now. And again, when you talk about how Disney wants to slow things down in terms of their releases, those really do look like 2025 things. So it looks like Skeleton Crew and Acolyte coming in 24. But you would think with the writer strike over, with the actor strike over, that there would be some, you know, excitement around the fact that, hey, we can start talking about these other series coming and, you know, get some, you know, word out about them, even drop a trailer for the public, because even like the Acolyte footage has only been shared with people who were at Star Wars Celebration. Same with Skeleton Crew footage as well. But so far, after the end of the strikes, all we've had is behind the scenes stuff from the Ahsoka series, which has been delightful to be sure, but Yeah, that's it actually. So, we've got a couple of days left in the year. I'm fingers crossed hoping for something to drop, although I will say that I'm recording this a few days in advance of when it drops. So, for all I know, when this episode comes out, I may be made a liar by the fact of, some trailer being given to us as a, final end of the year holiday present. And that would be fantastic. I would love that. The only other thing I'd mention is that Ahsoka Season 2, like, that's not officially a thing, but apparently Dave Filoni was considering it, according to Rosario Dawson, and it's something that she has been strongly advocating for. So, don't necessarily know how it fits into the plans or if it fits into the plans, but an announcement for that hopefully will arrive sooner rather than later. It would be great. I think it would be fantastic. At least, if it. I will say those first four episodes went pretty slowly. So if it picked up the pace much, much more like the second half of the season, then yeah, that would be fantastic. So anyway, that's what I've got for you about live action series for Star Wars as part of our year-end review of Star Wars storytelling for 2023. If you are enjoying this, I mean, we've only done two episodes so far. We've got two more, three more to do of those. Three? Yes, I'm getting the count right. If you enjoy another series that we've done over the course of this year, or just even the one-off episodes we do from time to time, then I hope you'll consider supporting the podcast. One of the best ways you can do that is by leaving a review or leaving a rating on your favorite podcast app of choice, commenting on episodes, whether it's on YouTube in the comment section or at the blog post for the show's episode at sw7x7.com, or even sharing the podcast with your fellow Star Wars fans. Anything that you feel inspired to do in that regard helps the show, and I would greatly appreciate it. So thanks for considering it. And it just remains for me to say thank you so much for joining me for this episode, as always. And may the Force be with you wherever in the world you may be.
7x7 is not endorsed or sponsored yet by Lucasfilm Limited, Disney, or 20th Century Fox, and is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. Star Wars, the Star Wars logo, all names and pictures of Star Wars characters, vehicles, and any other Star Wars related items are registered trademarks and/or copyrights of Lucasfilm Limited, or their respective trademark and copyright holders. May the Force be with them. All original content is copyrighted by Star Wars 7x7. We hope you love it.
You're a dreamer. You see the possibilities of chocolate and caramel flavors swirling together with cold brew, topped with a velvety chocolate cold foam and cocoa caramel crumbles. And that imagination can only be rewarded with Dunkin's new caramel chocolate cold brew. Participation may vary. Limited time offer. Terms apply.